Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as our teaching pastor at the Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up our series, Me and You, by talking about the idea of pursuing contentment, especially during seasons of longing, seasons of waiting, where there's a specific relationship in our life that we desire or that we wish was maybe different. And today we want to take time to acknowledge that our contentment in life ultimately comes through our relationship with God. And here's what I wondered today. Where do you feel like you're lacking? Where do you feel like you don't have enough? Do you feel like you're lacking relationally? Do you feel like you're lacking in terms of your gifting and your ability? Do you feel like you're lacking in terms of your resources and what you have available? Where do you feel like your life is deficient? Well, listen to what Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He says, his divine power, talking about God, his divine power has given us everything we need. Everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And what a promise for us to hold on to today, that no matter what situation or what circumstance we may find ourselves in currently, God has given us everything that we need to live a godly life, meaning that we are not lacking or deficient in any way. And our ability to serve the Lord, it's not contingent upon a specific relationship that we may or may not have. It's not contingent upon having a spouse or having children or even having friends. It's not contingent upon the season of life we're in, whether we're married or we're single, kids or no kids. No, we have everything we need to serve God and to live a life that honors him right now in our life. And you see, this contentment, having everything we need that Peter is talking about, he says it comes through our knowledge of God. Knowing God is the starting point to being able to live a godly life. But what does it mean to know God? Like, what is Peter talking about here? You see, knowing God is more than just an intellectual knowledge. It's more than just an awareness of God's existence. It's more than just understanding certain facts about God and who he is. It's more than just Bible knowledge. To know God means to be in a personal relationship with him. It's to know him in a very real and personal way. And there are a number of ways that we can know God. We can know God through his creation. We see God's qualities. We see God's attributes through his creation. We can know God through his Holy Spirit. His Spirit speaks to us and guides us. We can know God through his word. We see God's story of redemption played out throughout scripture. But ultimately, we come to know God through Jesus. You see, God is not distant from us. He's not far off. He has not hidden himself from us. No, he sent his son Jesus to make himself known to us. In fact, Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you've seen me, you have seen God. God has revealed himself to us through his son Jesus. And through knowing Jesus, we have everything that we need to live a godly life. We are not lacking. We are not deficient. We can be content. And my prayer today is that we would rest in that truth that we find here in Scripture. That no matter what season of life that we may find ourselves in today, no matter what longings or desires we may have in our life, especially when it comes to our relationships, we have everything that we need through Jesus. So I want to take a moment to pray for us today and then give you a chance to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for this promise that we find in your word, that we have everything we need through you. God, we're not lacking, we're not deficient. Lord, we can be content because of our relationship with you. And God, my prayer is that we would believe that today, Lord, that we would rest in that, that anything in our heart, Lord, that feels like we need more, we need something else, Lord, that we would remind ourselves that we can be content because we know you. So Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.